Chapter 7. A Conversation with Andrew. I get to my room and open the door. Becky is sitting on her bed and I tell her the bad news. "This is so unfair. How could I test positive for drugs?" I protest. "What are you talking about?" says Becky. "I'm sure there's a logical explanation for this. Maybe they confused your test with somebody else's." She tries to console me. "It's probably all a big mistake. Don't worry, Kate, everything will be fine." It's good to hear these words from Becky, but she can't guarantee anything. We both know that. "You're probably right," I answer. "I've always been careful to obey all the rules. I try not to make any mistakes. Drugs aren't a problem because they've never interested me. They're so destructive. I don't know how anybody can use them, especially athletes." "I agree with you," answers Becky. "Listen, Kate, just lie down and rest for a while. Ben will return soon with good news, you'll see." Suddenly, I say something very stupid. I'm nervous and I don't think before I speak. "Well, Becky, your opportunity is finally here," I announce. "Now you'll get to participate in the Olympics in my place." Becky looks at me as if I've just hit her. She walks back a few steps and just stands there, looking very hurt. I want to take back my words immediately, but it's too late. "Is that your opinion of me? Your best friend?" she finally says. "I've never even considered the possibility. I know how important it is to you to participate in the Olympics. I'm ready to go home right now if that can help you." She starts to cry, and I do too. I cry enough tears to fill a swimming pool. "Oh, Becky, I'm sorry," I tell her. "I don't know why I said that. You are my best friend, and you've been so good to me. I shouldn't say such things. I'm just so disappointed." I know, says Becky, crying. She puts her arms around me. "It's okay. I know you didn't mean it," she says again and again. "I should go and lie down before any other stupid things come out of my mouth," I say after a few minutes. So I lie down and try to relax. It's impossible for me to sleep, of course. I think of Andrew. He always helps me to think rationally. But I can't call him because I haven't got a mobile phone. So I just lie in bed and cry. And then suddenly I remember Estelle. She's got a mobile. Her trainer lets her use it. She definitely isn't my best friend, but at a time like this, she might help me. I wash my face and comb my hair. She mustn't see how bad I'm feeling. I arrive at Estelle's room and knock on the door. "Come in, it's open," says a voice from inside. I open the door slowly and see Estelle sitting on her bed, reading a sports magazine. She looks at me strangely. I try to smile, but she doesn't smile back. "Hi, Estelle, how are you?" I begin. "I see they finally gave you a chance to relax a little. That's a great magazine. I read it every month. It's got some very good articles on gymnastics." I seem really stupid. I just talk and I don't think. Estelle looks at me for a minute. "What do you want?" she finally asks in her French accent. "I need to use your phone to call my boyfriend," I answer. "It's an emergency. You see, Ben, our trainer, took our phones. He won't let us talk to anybody at the Olympics." I'm silent as I wait for a few very long seconds. Estelle looks at me suspiciously and then she says, "Okay, it's on the table over there." She shows me the table in the corner of the room. I can't believe it. She doesn't even ask me about the emergency. Maybe she's nicer than I think she is. I don't give her time to change her mind. I go to the table and take the phone. I'll pay you for the call, I say.
Don't worry about it, she answers.
I go into the hall and find a private place to sit. I call Andrew's mobile phone and it rings 4 times. Finally, he answers.
Hello, who is this? Andrew asks. He, of course, doesn't recognize the number.
It's me, Kate. Oh, Andrew, I'm so glad to hear your voice.
I almost start to cry, but I stop myself.
What's wrong, Kate? Why are you calling me? Why aren't you in training? It's a long story, Andrew. You won't believe it.
Tell me. I've always got time for you. So I tell him everything, from the beginning. Andrew is studying to be a lawyer, so he asks me all kinds of questions. I tell him more than I told Ben, because his questions help me remember more details.
I went to bed at 10:30 p.m. because I was feeling very ill, I finish.
He doesn't say anything for a few seconds. Listen to me, Kate. This is very strange. Somebody is trying to hurt you, Andrew tells me. Ben has got a lot of experience. You must have confidence in him. He'll help you, and in the end you'll participate in the games. You'll see. Just wait patiently until he returns.
There's nothing else I can do, I guess. It's just so good to hear your voice. It calms me.
Don't worry, Kate. We'll always be together.
Okay, Andrew. Thanks. I have to go now.
By this time, I'm really crying, but I can't let Andrew hear me.
I sit in the hall for a few minutes and then return to Estelle's room. She's still reading the magazine. I enter the room and she looks up for a second. I give her the phone.
Thanks, Estelle, I say.
That's okay, she says, and she continues reading her magazine.
What a strange girl, I think to myself. I can't understand her at all. But I've got more important things to think about. I return to my room and sit on my bed, waiting for Ben. Maybe he'll have some news.